2 Timothy chapter 1.
If you're there, say amen. Paul, an apostle, I'm reading the Amplified Bible for easier understanding. Paul, an apostle, that is special messenger of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, that is from, to, you know the way we write letters. To Timothy, my beloved child, grace, favor, and spiritual blessing, mercy, and heart peace from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus, our Lord, that is multiplied to you. Praise the Lord. I thank God, whom I worship with a pure conscience, in the spirit of my fathers, when without ceasing I remember you night and day in my prayers, and when as I recall your tears, I yearn to see you, so that I may be filled with joy. I am calling up memories of your sincere and unqualified faith, the leaning of your entire personality on God in Christ, in absolute trust and confidence in his power. He said, I am calling that to memory. Glory be to God in the highest. In his power, wisdom, and goodness, of faith that first lived permanently, not casually, permanently in the heart of your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am fully persuaded dwells in you also. And that is why I would like to remind you to step up, rekindle the embers of, to fan the flame of, and keep burning the gracious gift of God, the inner fire that is in you, by means of the laying on of my hands with those of the elders at your ordination. For God did not give you the spirit of fear or timidity, of cowardice, of craving and cringing and falling fear, but he has given us a spirit of what? Power. Come on, church. A spirit of what? Power, and of love, and of a calm and well-balanced mind, and discipline and self-control. So verse 8, he said, do not blush or be ashamed then to testify to and for our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner of his sake, but with me, take your share of the suffering to which the preaching of the gospel may expose you, and do it in the power of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, please listen to me closely. I'll just pick some words here so that I can be precise. If you look at the way he started, ladies and gentlemen, at the back of your mind, just take it that we are reading Acts 19:22. I can read it to you straight away. Acts 19:20, so you can write it down as part of the scriptures. And it reads, and the word grew, on the word of God, what? Grew mightily and prevailed. Glory be to God in the highest. And of course, you can write John chapter 1 from verse 1, I think, through 7. Hallelujah. The gospel of St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And of everything made, there was nothing made that was not made through him. In him was what? Life. Come on, talk to me. Let me come back here. In who was life? In him. And who is this him? The Word. And who is the Word? Jesus. In him was what? Life. And the life was what? The light of the plants. The light of the fish. The light of the birds. The light of men. Ladies and gentlemen, we have light. If you read further, say, and this is the light that lighteth the path of every man that cometh into this world. Every man. But some don't accept the light. It's okay. But some do accept it. But in him was what? And the life was what? The light of men. And that was where I stopped. No. And this light, come on, talk to me. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. That's why stagnation can never define your life. In the name of Jesus, this light perpetually what? Shines. And where does it shine? In the, come on, talk to me. Where? And the darkness. Hey! The darkness cannot comprehend it. The darkness cannot stop it. Glory be to God in the highest. So have those behind your mind. Let me go back to this one in the book of Second Timothy. What attracted me to this was I saw the working of what we shared last week directly in the life of Paul, and I saw him imparting the same to another. Paul really, if we're looking for grace in the New Testament, look for Paul and his life. We see grace in his real definition. And if you're talking of someone that has suffered persecution for the cause of Jesus, look for Paul. As a matter of fact, we were told, and it's the truth, that he wrote this letter during his second imprisonment under Nero, that wicked emperor. Of course, he killed him. And from what we gather, this was the very last letter that he wrote to anyone. And amazingly, as concerned about the church as it was, he had time to care for individuals. So he was writing a letter, a personal letter to Timothy. He wrote a personal letter to Titus. So this was a personal letter to Timothy, and it was the second letter, and of course, the last letter. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. And the thing that caught my attention here was that he was charging Timothy. He said, Timothy, I'm sure you admire the grace of God in me. I'm sure you can see the life of God in me. But Timothy, I would like you to understand where I am coming from. And say, Timothy, you see, the last time we met, when we were parting, you know, you were weeping. Those tears, I just can't get them out of my mind. And so every day when I'm praying, you come to mind, and I'm praying for you, Timothy. Wow. And I'm praying that God will make a way that I can see you one more time. He never got to see him physically. And he was saying to Timothy, Timothy, let me give you some charge. And how did he charge Timothy? He said, Timothy, you see, I call to memory, Timothy, the kind of audacious faith that your grandmother had. The kind of faith that leaned wholly and trusted completely, absolutely on God. The kind of faith that will take a plunge that God will catch me because his word said so. Say, I saw it in your grandmother. And I saw it in your mother. And I am fully persuaded, Timothy, that's the kind of faith you have. Who says you will not be better than your father? Of course you will. In the name of Jesus. You'll be better than your mother. Let your mother and father combine. You'll be better than them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Have you read in the Bible before that your children will possess the gates of your enemy? Why not you? Why your children? So now he was talking to this man. He was writing a letter to this man, to this young man. And he was saying to this man, by the time he said that, the next verse says, but see, I want you to understand that God has not given you the spirit of fear. Will you be so much afraid of man and offend God? And that's the problem of many Christians today. But God hasn't given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And isn't it interesting that this one, I mean, back to back, I see this kind of faith in you, but God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Can I dwell on that faith for a while? And before then, can I go back to verse 1 to tell you who was talking? He said, I mean, the God of my fathers, whom I worship with a pure conscience, as my fathers did. And see, the power and the strength of Paul was the fact that he knew who he was and he knew what he had. The kind of confidence that Paul was trying to put in Timothy will never take root until he will get Timothy to know who he was and what he had in Christ. As a matter of fact, somebody said that if you want to begin to plant confidence or bring confidence into the life of people, he said, why? First of all, let them know what they are capable of. Because when they know what they are capable of, then it will be easy for them to stand their ground in the face of adversity. Because whether you like it or not, the light that you are, and of course you are light, you cannot be anything less than light, more so that you are born again. You understand what I mean? If you are not born again, you better do that before you go. And I beg in the name of Jesus, please make sure you do that. If you want him who is the light of the world and him in whom was life and the light of men, to lighten your path, get born again. Bring him into your affair. I feel the fire strangely. As much as you are the light, which of course you are, the truth is that the darkness is real too. And that's why you can never really, really assess light as really light, except there's the contrast. Come on, is somebody here with me? Put on your torchlight outside in the sun. It's useless. But let the sun set. And put on your torchlight. Your torchlight is king. And the truth is that we are in a dark horizon. Everything that can remove you from your place of destiny will try to remove you. And how do you describe such? If anything that will try to remove you from your divine destiny, what is that? Of course, that will be the devil. And that's darkness. But you see, this light shines in the darkness. And so the darkness, come on, like a piston. You know, when the darkness comes, it pushes things. But it cannot push light. Light will penetrate it. Praise the Lord. So Timothy, this is who you are. You are a man of faith. You are a man of the word. You are the one that when you open your mouth to declare, just like your grandmother and your mother, things move. Timothy, God has decked you with such a grace. Timothy, you have such a gifting in you. Timothy, you are the word of God personified indirectly because Jesus is living in you. Timothy, but I see something else happening. I see fear. And Timothy, hear me. God does not give you his spirit to dwell inside. God does not deck you with this kind of faith that I'm talking about. And then give you the spirit of fear. No, it doesn't happen. Ooh, I feel the fire. Timothy, if you sense fear in your members, if you sense fear in your fears, you sense fear in your ministry, you sense fear in your marriage, you sense fear in your life, Timothy, it's not of God. Timothy, you are a man of faith. The word of God in your mouth is fire. Timothy! Timothy, you are not one that we preach to that do not conform. No, Timothy, not you. Because you are the one that we use as examples to many. But how come you are the one chickening out today? How come you are the one thinking that these forces are too much? I mean, Timothy, hear me. God did not give you that. Say, Timothy, you are more than this. I thank God for where you are today. Tell Timothy, come on, tell Timothy. I thank God for where you are today. But I know you are more than this. Come on, Timothy. God has decked you. The Holy Ghost dwells inside of you. Timothy, the Holy Spirit speaks through you. Timothy, you are the redeemed of the Lord. Timothy, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Timothy, you are the light of the world. Timothy, I say you are the beacon that many are looking up to. Timothy, remember you only need to speak the word. Then what are you doing with the spirit of fear? It's not your portion. I say in the name of Jesus, it's not your portion. Now, why would Paul say God has not given you? Why? Because Timothy, you seem to be contemplating taking it. Don't take it. It's not yours. The day it hits me like this, church, hear me. I was reading the Bible. And I said, why would the Bible report it this way? God has not given you. Because he knows a lot of people are going for it. So I say, in the name of Jesus, I don't want it. The devil have gifts. I don't want. Wrapped in gold. I don't want. The gift that will make me doubt God. The gift that will make me doubt who I am. What are you doing with it? Because Timothy, you are the hope of the kingdom. Timothy, the whole of heaven is looking up to you. Timothy, we don't believe the lie of the devil concerning you. He didn't just say God has not given you. He said, but he has given you something. What has he given you? The spirit. It's not just power. He hasn't given you the spirit of fear. But he has given you the spirit of, come on, talk to me. Dynamic progress. Unstoppable. The power of God. They were asking, is this the time that you are going to now bring back the kingdom? Say, look, forget that. Whatever is in the heart of God is not for you to bother about. Let me tell you what should concern you. You will receive what? Power. Come on, talk to me. Power. Come on, say it again. Power. Jesus was telling them. Paul said, God has given you what? Power. I think you should concern yourself with the power. power of God in your earthen vessel. You know what the Bible says? It says that we hold this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellence of the what? Might be of? Why? You are capable. Your capacity is beyond what we are seeing. And I sense the devil is trying to douse your capacity. Timothy, God has given you the spirit of power, dunamis, dynamite, explosion, explosive. You cannot be contained. Timothy, you have it. Tell Timothy, say, you have it. Ah. Did he hear? Did she hear? Tell Timothy, say, did you hear that? In the name of Jesus, you have it. All right. Power. The spirit of power. The spirit of what? Malabakasadaba. The day you give your life to Jesus, the Bible said, the love of God was shed what? Abroad. Where? In my inner man. Where no devil can remove it. In my core being. The love of Christ, what opens up to accept God and fear God and live for God, what reaches out to men with goodwill and good intentions, was dropped there. How? By the Holy Ghost. Tap Timothy by the hand. Say, Timothy, Timothy, you have it. Believe you me, you have it. Timothy, you have it. Timothy, hear me. I want you to surpass my record, to surpass my exploits. But Timothy, this is how it works. If you don't get to know what you have, then any liar will throw you around. Timothy, you have it. Because the word of God prevails. Timothy, you have it. And guess what this law of God? It cannot fail. It is not filial. It's not emotional love. It is not eros. Oh, that woman, that man. This one is the love of choice. The love of God, I love you. Give me grace. I love them anyhow. I've chosen to. Nowadays, when friends are together and one is a little more privileged, you don't love your other anymore because your class has the... I feel the fire. Husband and wife, the moment one has more money, you don't love the other one. You have, I mean, it's okay, let's see number. The mistake you are making is that the love you have for your spouse is a love of choice. Fine, you might have been attracted by the physique initially. That's not what keeps marriages. It is the concern and the care. That's the truth. It's a love of choice. We call it agapao, the love of God, unconditional. Shed abroad in your heart. One thing about this love is perfect. You know what it does? It casts out fear. There's an antidote to this fear. You have it! Tell Timothy, you have it, Timothy, you have it. You have it. Why are you allowing fear? Oh, they are about to retrench in our office next week. Yeah, I don't know why I'll feed my... Where am I going to go? They haven't retrenched though. Hypertension is almost killing you. But Timothy, you have it. Timothy, the word of God grows how? Mightily. And what does it do when it grows? Prevails. Timothy, you have it. So stir up. Tell them, say, Timothy, it's time to stir up. Timothy, I'm giving you what I have. Timothy, if you venture to follow this, Timothy, you will conquer the mountains that nobody has ever conquered in your life. In the name of Jesus. I'm not joking. God knows I'm not joking. God knows I'm not joking. I'm sure you know I'm not trying to impress you. He can undo everything that has been holding you down on your life in a second. The Bible says he sent his word and healed the sick. His word, he sent it. Did you come in here with some sickness? No pastor is coming to lay hands on you today. You are going to open your mouth to declare. By his stripes, I want you to open your mouth and for the first time realize you are never a victim. In the name of Jesus, you are not a victim. You are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You are the righteousness of God. You are not to be sympathized with. You have an unused capacity. which from today you begin to put to use. Now open your mouth and begin to declare. He is my shield. He is my glory. The lifter of my head. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. I have peace in the name of... Come on, open your mouth. Glory be to God in the highest. He always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. So whatever, I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. Hey, some are still waiting. I say open your mouth and declare. You say, I've been praying for a child. Why don't you open your mouth? Say, I'm a fruitful vine. I'm like a fruitful vine around my husband's table. In the name of, open your mouth. You are believing God for a husband or a wife. Begin to declare, he that finds a wife finds a good thing. I am finding, I have found, and God is manifesting the person in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth in the name of Jesus. Come on, Timothy, stir up the gift in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the righteous, that is, you are blessed of the Lord, and the righteousness of God is surrounded with favor as a shield. Open your mouth, say, favor surrounds me. Favor shields me around. In the name of Jesus, the word of God in my mouth is fire. Marco Tola Baba is like a hammer. In the name of, come on, open your mouth and declare. I will see my children's children. That is the covenant I have with God. In the name of Jesus, I will. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that is against me in judgment is condemned. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare. My children will be great on the face of the earth. My seed will be mighty here on earth. In the name of, my generation shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. Everything that concerns me, God will perfect. In the name of Jesus, everything. 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 Open your mouth.